The power of wholesaling and owning rental properties. Hey, everyone. Welcome into the show. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And this is the Investing in Real Estate show, the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. We've got a great guest on the show today. Wouldn't you say?
I didn't say anything.
We've got Vance on the show today. He is a member of our Financial Freedom Academy. He has 5 rental properties right now. And I have to say, Vance is one of those guys who we do a live stream every couple of weeks in the Financial Freedom Academy to our private Facebook group. And Vance is always active, always taking action, making a huge change for
always
his family.
Always asking hard questions that I have to then go look up. Yes.
Right. So Vance, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on. It's an honor to be on this podcast and show with you guys.
So Vance found our YouTube channel and sort of went down a rabbit hole. And then he was like, wow, I really like what these guys have to say. And then he found Financial Freedom Academy. He started studying wholesaling. So I'll let you tell the story. But what I love so much is that Vance is someone who I really relate to you, because when I find someone's brand and I'm like, I like what these people are about, then I kind of pull them in and I'm like, also, I think you should be my friend. So Vance is someone who has not only become like a YouTube audience member, but now he's a friend.
Right. It's great to say, friend. It's great to say that, because in our Financial Freedom Academy and just beyond, you know, the communications we have on Facebook and other things, like it's been great to really get to know you over the past year. So yeah, tell us a little bit about your story, Vance.
No, absolutely. Thank you again for having me here. And to me, it's definitely an honor to be able to call you friends as well. And it definitely started like the typical, you know, doing my research, going through what, you know, the YouTube University, as they would say. And I signed up for what I would call the degree program of the Morris Invest, right? And it started off with just a couple of videos, and it just, you know, it caught my attention, the style, the information you're putting out. And I realized there's so much information out there. And I actually spent 3 weeks dedicated to just watching like all the videos from the very, very beginning. When I watched about 4 or 5, I was like, okay, this is where I want to focus at. And the real reason is because you provide instruction over education and entertainment. Like, those are the 3 reasons that people go to YouTube: instruction, education, or entertainment. And so because you were providing so much value, I just started from like day one. And this was like right after Christmas, just started grinding this whole entire YouTube thing, right? And just started reaching out. And then I think the timing was just impeccable, because you just started bringing up about FFA, right? The Financial Freedom Academy. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to miss this train. You're like, I don't want to miss an opportunity here. And that was like, to me, like next level, right? I mean, you still put out amazing information. And I jumped directly into that. And that was where like a lot of power came in, of like working with individuals. And then I see how much you guys are giving out, you know? And so I just feel like I need to mimic a little portion of that and try and help others while we're on this journey together. And so that's where that all started for, why it selected you. It was just a few videos started off that way. And I was like, all right, you have to pick somebody, too many teachers kind of thing. You're going to get, you know, not that anybody's got wrong information, but you might find conflicting information at some points. Right. And so you just got to pick a mentor. You got to pick somebody and just follow that plan. And that's exactly what I've done, and what my wife's done as well. And we're both doing this together. And so, that's kind of what got us all the way to the Financial Freedom Academy, looking at investments and, you know, buying our first rental property outside of my local market, you know, through Morris Investing. It's been fantastic.
But this was, is this only a 1-year journey? Like, this was last Christmas? Yeah. Really?
Yes. That's how short it's been.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing. I love that. Because it's been 5 rental properties. You joined the Financial Freedom Academy at the end of 2018 into 2019. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So congrats to you, man, because I love the action that you take. You know, I'll get a message from you about something that you're working on and an idea that's percolating. And I love that spirit, because so many people don't take action. So talk to our audience a little bit about just your drive to take action. What do you think separates you from other people?
So that's the biggest thing. People can put out instructions all the time. And like, you guys put out like exactly how to do things. And if you just listen to that, all you've done is taken like your learning and leading it to knowledge. I like to take the learning and lead it to action. And because you gave actionable items, that's what's really helped me to accelerate, from things like the self-directed IRA, of moving all this in, to borrowing against the 401k, to purchase the property that I do have over not even in the local area, right? All these things were actionable steps, right? And there were things that you both have done, right? So it's not like you're, you know, like, not to get on a tangent, but with like the fake teachers kind of thing, right? Like you got to be very careful of people that regurgitate what they've already saw and just repeat it, right? Maybe with their flair and their style or their twist. But you guys are speaking from experience. Like, this is what we did. Oh, by the way, these are our lessons learned, and you come back, right? And that helps. And so it's not just watching it, but people will listen to instruction all the time, whether, again, for entertainment or education, but I took it as to take the actual steps. And, you know, start with the simplest thing first. Maybe it's just, you know, creating an account and then maybe transferring it. But whatever it takes, those are the things that is what made it, like, I don't know, something that were achievable, right?
So I first became friends with Vance because he asked me a question on Facebook Messenger outside of the Facebook group. And then I was lazy and I didn't want to type back. So I'm like, well, I'm going to give you my thoughts in a voice message. So I started leaving him all of these voice messages about what I thought of very specific questions about IRA investing, I believe. And so that's sort of, it's easy to develop a friendship once you're talking to someone with your actual voice instead of just email. So I happen to know that your wife is also very on board with your investing. And so you guys have expanded this into a real, true family business. Was that a challenge? Because we wrote the FFA for families, for couples, anyone who has a partner in life who wants to build together. So how'd you rope her into this?
So I was lucky. She's so supportive and just starting this off, right? Anyway, I can't speak enough great words, right, about my own wife, right?
Yeah,
she is. So she's super supportive. So it wasn't just the rental properties, right? The kind of reason why we slowed down for the rental properties, and this will kind of help tie it in a little bit, right, is that I was looking at, okay, how do I find the deals, right? Like the one who can source this information and get it, no matter what market, whether it's up or down, will know how to be profitable on it, right? So it was one YouTube or podcast that you had. And it was with Tom Grohl, right, with a wholesaling, and kind of followed that. And so, okay, so this is kind of like where you start sourcing deals. So that's where I went down this route. So this is a funny story on why it's so supportive. I just showed my wife just some of the things I was getting into. And she was very, very supportive of me going into this. And so I was doing this part-time. And she started seeing a little bit of momentum. And she's like, well, let me help you out. So she just decided to start helping. Well, we got to a point where one of us could actually quit our job. And I was going to be ready to quit, but she's like, you know what, like, I do IT and I'm in tech and I actually don't mind what I do. I like it. She hated her job. As much as I wanted to be like, okay, it's time for me to go. I stayed in because it's like I didn't like it. And she took in and she decided to try and just help with it part-time. But the roles have completely switched. She's so on board with it. She is the acquisition manager. She's out there talking to sellers and she's out there locking up some of the deals. And I'm just helping from a business standpoint and disposition and, you know, the marketing and all of this. And she wasn't just supportive. She's like now the active, like, person in the business. Like she's the heart of this. And, right. You know, like it's like the saying goes, like in the business, like she's going to care more about the success than anybody else that I would ever like bring onto the team or hire. Cause she gets to reap the rewards 100% of this. Right. And she's like all in, completely supportive. And trust me, this was a blind trust, right? Because you had to put a little bit in for the marketing, but it comes back. Right. And just following the right teachers is the biggest thing. And of course she loves you guys as well. Like, I mean, we're both in the FFA and we both follow this.
So speaking from a wife, a lot of the things that I experience is that Clayton might have, like, he's gone out and found some crazy idea. He's got some idea that's, you know, something that I know that I wouldn't have otherwise either sought out or took action on. And then when I see him get started, I'm usually like, you're not organized. Let me take that. Just let me do that. Right. So there's parts that speak to me about that where I'm like, okay, I wouldn't have done that, but I think I can do this piece of it better. So step aside, son. So I see a little bit of that. It's great when you can play to your strengths, but that's one of the big parts of the Financial Freedom Academy is play to each other's strengths. And you guys do that so well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We actually read the book, Rocket Fuel, where it talks about how you have like, the visionary and the integrator. And we took the little like assessment in there and it nailed it like right on. Like the visionary, I'm like all over the place. Oh, this sounds great. This sounds great. And she's like, you know, like she keeps me with the focus mindset. She's like, wait, we got to do this. You're the one that told me that we had to focus on this, master this before we move to the next thing. Right. And I'm like, yeah, but we got momentum on this. Let's move to the next thing. She's like, no, master it. That's what you were saying is master this. And right. So she helps really bring that in with me. And it really, It's an awesome like synergy, just like you were saying.
Yeah.
She helps me with the shiny object syndrome. It's like, okay, we're seeing massive success here. You know, just focus on that.
I have to learn to do it without getting mad.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that?
And I get mad.
Business partner and spouse.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We get mad equally back and forth, but that's why it works. But that's why I think the Financial Freedom Academy is so powerful, because, you know, you can be in there and offering different strengths. Talk a little bit about that, because I notice one of the things I love about you is that the reason the private Facebook group for Financial Freedom Academy is so powerful is because it's not just us in there, but it's you, it's amazing investors, it's amazing people who not even investing
making
in real estate.
Connections, helping each other out.
So
right?
Talk a little bit about that. You've been so gracious with giving feedback to people. When someone has a question, you're always able to jump in with your thoughts. And so does the other members of the group.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this just kind of comes back to, you know, like just giving back, right? I feel like I get so much value because there'll be questions that other members will ask. And even if I don't have the answer and say somebody else answers, like I got value out of that, right? A question that somebody else asked, right? And there's only so much information that you both can even put out, because you can't think of every possible scenario or variable. Like nobody can, right? So other people bring this, and there's even times where we'll learn from each other, right? I mean, I don't think there's ever a teacher that says that they don't even learn from their students, right? Like truth be told, it forces you to keep looking and searching. And so, because when I see that interaction, like, I just feel like it's just my way of giving back on something that I feel like a subject that I've just recently experienced or am knowledgeable on. Right. Yeah. And so I definitely want to give back. And then we come up with great ideas and solutions on these for the other members.
What I love, like we did a live stream to the group, just to the private group the other night. And we had a question in there from a member. And it was a great question on LLCs and different things with tax implications and back and forth with the owner draws on your accounts. And it was a great question, one that we're deep diving now with our team to be able to provide that. So we learned just as much.
I learned I was doing something wrong.
Right. That's the way it works. I also want to ask you about self-direction. So that was a key part of your journey. And at Morris Invest, like that's a key thing that our team does is, you know, helping you set up self-directed accounts so that it's an amazing investment vehicle that people who have can tap into their retirement accounts to invest in real estate. Most people don't know they can do that. Talk about that journey for you and what that was like.
You know, reaching out and just even speaking with Haley has been fantastic, right? She gives so much valuable information on this, on the actual steps on how to do this, right? So that's the biggest thing is don't reinvent the wheel, right? There's so many options and information you can read. Talk to people that actually are able to help out and speed up your time to pretty much deliver on this, right? And so she was actually able to help me set up my actual 401k and do some rollovers from my classic 401k that we had just sitting there because I'd left the company, to rolling it into something that's going to actually perform, right? And get it out of the stock market and put it into an actual performing asset that'll provide a ton of value. And there's a lot of things that people don't realize that you can do. I mean, from like being able to leverage in the account, but you know, based on the type of loan that you get, like I wasn't even aware of that until I was just speaking a little bit more with her and the options that we had, right? So speaking to the expert that helps out on that front, and also the different types of accounts, right? There's so much that goes in with this that you really want to make sure you talk to somebody who's very, very knowledgeable and who's active in it, right? And actively doing this. And so there's a lot of strategies there. So we actually have it staged for our next purchase actually is going to be out of our own solo 401k, right?
Oh, that's
and
great.
And we also did a self-directed Roth IRA. Sadly, it was already a Roth, right? Otherwise, we'd like to, you know, take it out of that. And instead of purchasing, I guess in this scenario, instead of me purchasing a property, this is where we teamed up, and the power of FFA, in my opinion, is we had multiple people where we have an inherent trust because we're all trying to accomplish the same mission of being financially free. And so me and another member there, this person was able to purchase 10 properties, and we teamed up semi together where I was the other, you know, the OPM, right? The private money lender. And I actually was able to get into that where I'm diversifying myself by lending, but it's still to help somebody else out and earn, you know, the interest on this account way better than what the stock market's going to do or can, like, by a long shot. And it's consistent and you know, guaranteed because I built a very solid relationship.
Today's episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. You know, here we are at the end of August. Everyone's traveling right now. And guess what? According to studies, only about 10% of break-ins are planned beforehand. The rest are spur of the moment, crimes of opportunity. In other words, random, totally random. In July and August are when the most burglaries occur. Now, I don't want to scare you, but I want to tell you about SimpliSafe because that's the home security system that we signed up for and got. They're so easy to set up. It protects every door and window and room within 24/7 professional monitoring. They make it easy on you. There's no contract. There's no hidden fees. There's no fine print. I was able to launch it on my iPhone, start it and set it up, put the keypad right by the front door, put the motion sensor up in the corner, and I was done. Connected to the internet, and I was all set and done. It won a ton of awards from CNET to the New York Times, Wirecutter, everything. Prices are always fair and honest. They have around-the-clock monitoring. It's just $15 a month. You don't have to set up all these crazy wires. Like all this, you have to hardwire everything in the house. You don't have to do that anymore. This is 2019, folks, and SimpliSafe makes it so easy to do. I love their video verification technology. So, you know, if something falls or like a false alarm, with their video verification technology, they actually confirm before the police arrive that there's actually a person in your house breaking in. That's why the police trust them so much, because they know it's verified. It's not a false alarm. Here you do. Go to simplisafe.com/investing right now. Visit simplisafe.com/investing. You're going to get free shipping and a 60-day free trial. Just try it. I'm telling you, you will love it. You've got nothing to lose. Plus, if you've got investing homes out there that you want to protect, now is the chance. Go now and be sure to use simplisafe.com/investing. That's investing. So they know you, that we sent you, that our show sent you, because we love SimpliSafe. Thank you, SimpliSafe. So you made that connection inside the Financial Freedom Academy, where you were able to make a connection with another member. He's able to buy 10 properties. You are able to leverage your retirement account and build wealth that way.
That's just amazing. Like Susan Lasseter Lyon's book, Getting the Money. Like, people around you are like-minded and have similar goals if you just set your intention upon it. And then, like, look how that happens when you really do that. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there may or may not be some questions on, like, the reason why I chose to leverage out of my Roth IRA and do private money lending was just because of the principle of, like, learning about the different tax shelters, like one tax saving vehicle and then trying to use another, such as real estate. With the Roth IRA, you kind of neutralize some of those benefits, such as, like, you know, the depreciation and all of that. You don't get those tax benefits if it sits in the Roth. But if that's your only account, it's like, don't stop that as a reason. I just got lucky that right when I rolled it over, there was an opportunity to lend on it. Otherwise, I would have bought an asset that's performing, because it's better than the stock market that goes to zero.
Yeah, I like those. I like those.
So it was just a perfect opportunity. But my intent was to roll over and go buy more properties. But at this point, it was a win-win scenario where I get the lend out of this and he was able to purchase the properties. And ideally, I can reverse the same relationship. We're building that trust where now, if I need to borrow the money as well to go purchase some properties, we're building this long-term relationship.
That's great. And I should mention, we were talking about Haley, who's on our team at Morris Invest. Yeah, if you book a call with our team, just go to morrisinvest.com to take care of the whole self-direction questions for you, and from soup to nuts. Fantastic. Vance, you know, what's next for you? You have a lot of big plans, obviously, on the wholesaling front. You know, you mentioned a video earlier, and we'll link to it in the description below. You mentioned Tom Kroll. We did a whole hour-long session with Tom where he walks you through step-by-step on how to build wealth with wholesaling. What's next for you on the wholesaling front, and where do you see you going in the next 5 years?
So actually, I'm glad you said exactly that. The next 5 years, we actually started mapping that out. So we're going to try and turn our wholesaling hustle, is what it is right now, into a full-on business that'll help producing deals for us. And then after that is, or during that process in 2020, we're actually going to be cherry picking these deals. So we're going to actually be finding these deals, learning about the rehab process. And you got to educate yourself, especially in your local market, right? Learning about rehab online is one thing. But I'm actually taking a local, like, rehabbing course from somebody who's been doing it for 30 years in this market. So I get a good idea, right? And it's kind of just evolving my skill sets from finding deals to learning how to do the rehab to where I keep it up and buy and hold and you know, buy rent and then, you know, keep it going.
Yes, I even noticed recently that not only am I following you on Financial Freedom Academy, but I started to follow the rest of your activity, and you were saying something like, hey, who wants deals? And I'm like, why aren't you sending me deals? I want to see your deals. So I'm so excited that you've got stuff like that. I'm not in the market for an investment now, but, you know, when you're sort of massaging your portfolio, eventually you're going to want something. So I'd love to see his deals. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I definitely believe, especially investing in the Augusta market, this all comes from like learning a lot from going and watching all these Morris Invest videos, understanding what is a good market, understanding, watching for the growth, that we're not just a one shot type industry, that we're not that we're diversified, that there's actual job growth. And like, we have like the medical and government industries that are sitting here in Augusta, Georgia. And we got the headquarters of like AR Cyber coming down, and it's going to bring 13,000 high paying jobs wow. over the next 3 years. But it's not just the high paying jobs. This is a real understanding. It is those high paying jobs, they got to spend their money, and they're going to go out and spend it at like Starbucks and all these other locations. So those are going to start growing the economy that way. And so you're actually going to get this ripple effect of job growth. We have just unknown 13,000, and these are all six figure jobs that are coming in. It's AR Cyber. I mean, it's Army Cyber Command. And so again, when you think about the high paying jobs, and that actually creates jobs for even the middle, you know, like in the lower income coming in, because they're all going to, everybody's going to work, right? And so we're seeing this big boom, and we're on this understanding the market cycles and all of this. It was great information, and I, you know, educating myself, but then applying it to understand whether it's your local market. And if your local market isn't doing this and you don't understand the market cycle, find one that is, right? And that's exactly it.
And is it a tax-friendly state? We have no investments in Georgia. We haven't.
It is actually in Georgia. Matter of fact, we're actually helping out, because with wholesaling, you know, a problem solver, right? We're actually helping somebody with an eviction process. And it's just as simple as a demand notice, 7 days, and then in 30 days, they're out. And it's very, very landlord-friendly.
That's great. And we've definitely talked about here on the show, we've talked about a lot of the different metrics, and obviously the markets where we invest at Morris Invest, is we look at all of those metrics. And yes, Georgia has been there. Atlanta has been a really strong market.
Yes.
It just continues to grow and grow and grow in Georgia. So, well, awesome stuff, Vance. I don't want to take up any more of your time. You know, if someone was thinking about, you know, joining the Financial Freedom Academy and they want to be a part of this private group, what would you say to someone who's, you know, sitting there thinking, I want to get a hold of my finances. This sounds like something I might want to do, but I'm not sure. What would you say to someone?
So pretty much anybody that's in the 9-to-5 that's looking to try and figure a way out of the rat race, whether it's with real estate or without, is hands down, this is one of the best groups. It's the easiest way to go about this, because you're going to get nothing but instruction and education. You're going to build a community around that, right? If you just got out of your 9-to-5 and you want to grow, right, this is where I see even the power, because there's going to be other people in there providing this input. And you guys are very active in there. This isn't just a group you made and you let it, you know, walked away from it. You're very active consistently on there, almost on a daily basis at least. And it is fantastic. I mean, I see responses within minutes. So hands down, if you want feedback from people that are actively doing this, that aren't just creating a group where a whole bunch of people are just lost amongst themselves, this is why I would go down the Financial Freedom Academy.
Thank you. We're so privileged to have you there. So
it's folks like you. I mean, honestly, Vance, who make the academy what it is. Because when we created it, and then we have the private group, of course, you go through all the modules of the trainings and everything else. But then you get into the private Facebook group. It's folks like you. It's that who really bring such great value, because we're able to interact and bounce ideas off of each other and learn from each other. So I just love, you know, being in the group myself as a member of the academy. It's not just
sometimes you know these things and then, you know, you let it sort of slip. It's like when you read a diet book, you're like, yes, I'm never going to eat sugar. And then like, oh, okay. You know, you need support to like implement things that are your values.
Yeah. It definitely follows in with like, you get what what you put in is what you're going to get out of it. I mean, and that's why you're getting so much value as well. Like you get even from a selfish standpoint, it feels good to give, and when people really appreciate the value that you're putting
Absolutely.
Out there, you get a good feeling about that. So
that's awesome. Well, much love to you, Vance. Much love to your wife as well. And, you know, continued success. I can't wait to see where you are in 5 years. It's going to be amazing. We should do a check-in in 5 years.
Yeah.
Vance will have 100 rental properties.
We'll have to go through his people to get to him.
Right. Well, Vance, thank you so much for your time today. And thanks for letting us bug you while you were in the car and telling a little bit about Financial Freedom Academy and everything else that you've got going on. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it as well.
Thanks, Vance. And thanks to all of you for subscribing. If you're interested in the Financial Freedom Academy, head over to financialfreedomacademy.com. You can sign up and join us and join our private group. And if not, I still want you to go out there and take action and become a real estate investor, because I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Bye then.